So what went wrong?
Well, I think in this case, the question is, what can we learn from this case? And should there be a change in protocol that requires that physical examination to check for alertness? And I should say this. Even if the DCF worker did, in fact, check for the child being alert and physically examine the child, I'm not sure, unfortunately, that the outcome would have been different for the child, given the significant injuries he had received.
Investigation into the death of another child, 2-year-old Desiree Sheldon of Pulteney in February, found miscommunication and missed signals. In other words, the DCF didn't respond to the child's welfare in time. Is that what happened here? Is that what you're seeing? Were some similar signals missed in this case?
You know, I think what the Vermont State Police report will indicate is that, in fact, there was ample communication in this case as opposed to the Rutland case, and that Natasha LaForce hit every benchmark that was set out for her by not only DCF, but by the court system. As a result, custody of Peyton Gira was returned to Natasha LaForce. But I think by every benchmark, every stakeholder did his or her job, stakeholder meaning DCF, the court system, the prosecutors, the defense attorneys. And that is outlined in the Vermont State Police report. And the conclusion, and it's I'll quote verbatim, is that the death of Peyton Gira was not predictable, nor was it any way indicative of what had transpired in the past, because benchmarks were set out for Ms. LaForce that were met. There was communication. Everything was sent to the court, and the court made a decision.
So do you feel confident with the benchmarks that are in place now that children are sufficiently protected from something similar happening again?
No, I think we have to look at the entire system, and I think that's what that legislative panel is doing. I think that's what Governor Shumlin has committed to doing. And we did something very unprecedented here. All these reports, we released a report today, the report that the Vermont State Police did. And by statute, all this information is confidential. But by statute, in order to release any of this information, we had to get the consent of the commissioner of DCF, Dave Iacovone. I talked to the commissioner last night, and I asked for his consent, and he was very gracious in giving his consent. And the point that not only I made, but Commissioner Iacovone agreed with, is we want to be as transparent as we possibly can with the public. We want to put all the information that we can out there so we can get this right. These are tragedies. When we need to prevent them when we can, but we need to be communicating, and we need to get the best answers. And let me tell you, not everybody in our system, we may not have all the answers. That's why we want to put it out to the public. We welcome people's insight. We welcome their criticism. We welcome their ideas, because at the end of the day, if we're going to move forward, it's going to start with the protection of our children.
State's Attorney T.J. Donovan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.